This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
You're listening to bbclearningenglish.com.
Is a lack of vocabulary standing in the way of your English proficiency? Let's fix that. We can think of a way in a literal sense, as a path in front of you. If something stands in your way, the path is physically blocked. Metaphorically, this means something obstructs you from achieving something. Can you stop standing in my way? I need to move past you. If you lose your way literally, it means you're physically lost. But when you find your way, you're on the right path. Metaphorically, this means you're confused about what to do, but then it becomes clear. Martha lost her way a bit after university, but once she became clear on her goals, she found her way to her dream job. Finally, if you go out of your way, it means you make a special effort to do something. Mum always goes out of her way to help me when I need her. We hope you go out of your way to improve your English with our videos.
BBC Learning English.
Es ist kein Geheimnis, dass geistige und körperliche Gesundheit Hand in Hand gehen. Wir alle streben nach einer guten Work-Life-Balance. Und der Zugang zu den besten Fitness- und Wellness-Einrichtungen, Sportarten und Geräten ist die ultimative Motivation. Als einer der führenden Anbieter von Firmenfitness in Deutschland weiß Hansefit um die Vorteile für Arbeitgeber und Arbeitnehmer. Mit über 8.500 Partnern, die über 50 verschiedene Sportarten anbieten, von Fitness- und Yoga-Studio, Schwimmbädern und Boulderhallen bis hin zu Wellness-Tempeln, bietet Hansefit jedem etwas. Für mehr Informationen besuche hansefit.de und empfiehl im Mitgliederbereich deinen Arbeitgeber.